If you have a question, we can start with that. If not, then we'll have a lesson from the Bible, and whatever comes will come. The Lord will lead us. So let's pray.
我们先做一个祷告啊。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了圣经。
You have given us this truth so that we will know how we should live and how we'll have the power to live.
您把这本圣经的真理给我们，让我们知道我们该如何生活，也如何有力量和信心来生活。
So we thank you for this instruction manual, but Lord, we need you to teach us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您给我们这本使用和真理的书，也求您教导我们。
And so we pray that the Holy Spirit of God will be with us today and will teach us the things that we need to know.
也求您的圣灵今天与我们同在，教导我们，让我们知道我们当知的事。
Lord, we pray regarding each of the people who are here. We thank you for each one.
我们要谢谢您，我们今天能来的每一位，我们为他们的来到献上感恩。
But Lord, each one of us has our own specific needs.
我每一个里面都有自己特别的需要。
Sometimes those needs are very serious heartache and sorrow.
很多时候这样的需要呢，会带来很多的难处。甚至苦难。
And Lord, we pray that you will help us in our needs and cause us to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for the help and for the deliverance that we need.
主啊，求您帮助我们在我们的需要里，也带领我们在我们需要的时候转向神，来得着您的祝福和帮助。
In particular, Lord, we're praying that you will guide our conversation today.
我们特别的求您带领我们今天的交通。
And we pray that the words that we speak will be a help to each one.
也帮助我们，无论所说的，都来自您。
So Lord, you speak to us today, we pray.
您今天对我们说话。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Well, again, good to see each one. We've often had questions at this time. If you have a question today, we would like to hear your question, and we'll try to answer it. And if not, then we'll have a lesson from the Word of God. Does anybody have a question that they would like us to consider today?
那我们以前呢，会这个课的形式是一个问答的形式。那我们已经有段时间没有继续这个形式。今天我们还可以继续。如果大家有问题呢，现在可以提出来。如果我们发现没有问题呢，我们就会继续。我准备的一些学习。Judge, Book of Judges.
Book of Judges.
11.烧了是吧？你说这对 ，OK，OK， 11:31 Book of Judges, chapter 11, verse 31. Yeah, whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites will be Lord's, and I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering. So question is on why sacrifice a man or a woman as burnt offering is not a good thing to us to sacrifice a man or a woman. But finally, it's his daughter come out, and how can he sacrifice his daughter as a burnt offering? That's the question. Yeah, maybe I explain a bit more on the Chinese to others.
Okay, yes, you think about.
那这个问题是这样，大家彼此帮着翻一下，翻到士师记的十一章的31节哈。然后的原文呢，上下文是一个士师的，他做了一个祷告，然后他说，如果他平平安安的回去呢，如果谁先从家里出来迎接他呢，他就把他献上为燔祭。
那问题是为什么能以人来作为燔祭哈？我们都知道祭物是动物哈，是洁净的动物，比如牛和羊。那最后是他女儿出来迎接他，那怎么把他女儿献成燔祭呢
？All right, well, this is a very difficult story and a very difficult question.
这是一个非常难的故事哈，也是一个非常难的问题。
So let me tell you a little bit about the Bible.
那我要跟您讲一点背圣经的背景。
Everything you read in the Bible is true.
您每读到的圣经里的事情呢，都是真的。
Even if you were to read in the Bible that a man told a lie, that would be true. The lie wouldn't be wise, but the fact that he told the lie is true.
那即便在这个圣经里的某一个人他撒谎了，虽然撒谎不是对的，但是呢，他撒谎这件事情真的发生了，在历史上它是个真实的事。
And so this story today, we're not going to go into all the details of it, but this story today is about a man who said something very, very foolish.
那今天这个故事呢，他是在讲一个人，他说了一些很愚蠢的事。
And he felt that he had to do something extra special to gain approval from God.
他觉得他可以做一些特别不同的事呢，来得着神的许可，在一件事上。
But what he decided to do was very foolish.
但他决定做的事情呢，非常愚蠢。
He decided that if God helped him, he would do a foolish thing after that.
他决定呢，如果神肯帮他，他就在这之后呢，决定做一件很蠢的事。
And what can I say? I guess the story is that if we win this victory, I'm prepared to sacrifice something to God in thanksgiving.
他的意思呢，就是说，如果我神能祝福我，让我得到这个胜利呢，我就要在这之后以感恩的形式献上一点什么东西。
But God doesn't want us to do things foolish in order to get a blessing from Him.
但神其实根本不希望我们做任何愚蠢的事来换取从他来的祝福。
And so the consequence was that he said he would offer in sacrifice whatever comes out of my house when I return.
所以他决定呢，他决定把他回家的时候第一个出来迎接他的人呢，他作为献为燔祭。
But God never asked anybody to do that.
但神从来没有要求人这么做过。
In fact, it was his daughter who came out of his house.
但很不幸呢，他回家的时候是他女儿第一个迎出来。
And so the whole story is just its foolishness from there on. It was very unwise.
所以这是非常愚蠢也非常不智慧的事。
So what do you have to do to gain favor from God?
那你需要做什么从神呢得着他的恩典呢？
What do you have to do to gain favor from God?
你要做什么人能让人神来喜悦你？
What was that again? You have to believe him.
你要相信他。
You don't have to do anything foolish.
你不需要做任何类似这样的愚蠢的事。
You don't have to pay more money tomorrow than you did yesterday.
你不需要明天比今天付更多的钱来得到神的祝福。
But you do have to believe him.
但是你真的需要相信他。
And that's the key element in our life. The Lord says, believe me.
这个是我们生命当中最重要的元素。神说呢，相信我。
So, when you first believed the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believed him and you accepted him as your Savior, did he accept you because you were good?
当你相信他，接受他成为你的救主的时候，神接纳你是因为你好吗？
No, he accepted you in spite of the fact that you were bad, didn't he?
他接纳你，即使这样的事实，你真的不是很好。
The only reason that I came to him for salvation was that I was a little boy, but I was a sinner.
所以唯一的原因我来到神面前，是因为我信了，我在孩子的时候，但那个时候我可是个罪人。
And the Lord Jesus saved me just because I believed him, not because I was a better boy than the boy who lived down the block.
所以耶稣接纳我不是因为别的，是因为我相信他。不是因为我比其他的孩子更好。
And God's love to us is always in spite of what we are.
所以神对我们的爱呢，总是不看一个什么样的条件，是我们是谁，我们是做了什么样的好事，他不看这个条件。
All right, so maybe we could read in the book of Galatians.
也许我们能看一下新约加拉太书的一段话哈。新约加拉太书，往后翻，新约的330页 ，which verse? Which?
Galatians chapter 3，
三章，加拉太书，新约的331页。
Galatians chapter 3, and we'll just read a couple of those introductory verses in Galatians chapter 3. It says this. Gotta find the right verse here, excuse me.
Which verse?
First two, maybe 3 章 2节, 331页, 3 章 2节. Yeah, maybe you could read verses 2 and 3 together.
我读三章的二节和三节。我只要问你们这一件：你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗
？All right, verses.2 and 3 then in English read, I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? Okay, that was the problem that Jephthah had.
这就是耶弗他啊，他有的毛病了。
He said, if I sacrifice something very, very big to God, he will honor me more, he will love me more, he will work more powerfully on my behalf.
这就是耶夫他的错误的认识，他觉得如果我献上一个特别特别重要珍贵的东西给神呢，我做其特别重要的事呢，神就会爱我更多，神就会在他的大能里呢祝福我更多。
The teaching of the Lord is he will reward us if we believe him.
但是神的教导却是呢，他会祝福我们，我们信他更多，他就祝福我们更多。
Now one of the problems with Jephthah was this.
那还有一个其他的问题啊，耶夫他有的。
He didn't grow up with the same knowledge of God that other people had in his community.
他并不是在一个同样的对神的认知的背景下长大的，和他的社区其他的人相比。
The Jewish people were to be around the tabernacle, and from young age, as children, they were to learn the great truths and principles of God.
那犹太人呢？从小的时候，他们就应该在会幕时候边上开始去学那个神的话。
But Jephthah lived in a distant part of the country.
但耶夫他却活在一个比较远的国家里面远的地区。
And he didn't understand God very well.
所以他对神的认知呢，不是那么的清晰。
And therefore, he made this foolish vow to God.
所以他向神呢，做了这个很愚蠢的誓言。
Okay, so my counsel to you is, don't be foolish like Jephthah.
所以我给你们的建议是，不要像耶夫他那么愚蠢。
You say, Lord Jesus, you died for me when I was a sinner. I want you to save me. I choose to believe you.
所以你说，主啊，你为我死在十字架上，我愿意相信你。我现在就是愿意接受你，这就是我得着能力的方式。
Some people could say, I'm going to serve Jesus the way other religions serve their God.
所以有的人会说呢，我要来服侍神啊，服侍耶稣，按照其他的宗教来服侍他们的神的那个方式来服侍。
And God says, No, I don't want you to serve me the way other religions serve me. I want you to serve me the way Bible says you should serve me.
所以神说不，我不要你用宗教的其他宗教的方式来服侍，我要你用圣经的方式来服侍。
I've heard of some people who say, Well, I used to be in this religion, but now I've decided that I'd like to be a Christian too.
所以有的人会跟我说呢，他说我以前是相信这个宗教的，现在我决定我也同时相信基督。
And so they try to put the two together.
所以他就努力呢把这两个脑糅合在一起。
But as we were learning on Sunday afternoon, when you become a Christian, you are born again and everything is new.
所以我们周日下午的课我们都知道呢，当我们信靠基督以后我们是重生的，一切就都是新的了。
So the Lord says, I want you to serve me the way people in the Bible should serve me.
所以神说呢，我希望你按照圣经的教导来服侍我。
So when you're going through life, you see men and women of God, you follow those who are following God the right way.
所以如果你查看你身边的人的真正属神大能的神的圣徒呢，你要去按照他跟随神的方式去跟随神。
And in the Bible as well, you follow those in the Bible who are following the Lord the right way. Don't follow those in the Bible who are following the Lord the wrong way.
所以我们总要用对的方式，而不是用错的方式去跟随神。
So Sharon, does that make some sense?
我觉得神如果不喜悦，为什么还让他把这个写了？而且他说后面以色列人民有规矩，每年都要为以色列民宰，就形成了一个规矩。如果神不悦纳，他居然就形成了。
Yeah. So, if God is not happy with this thing, why every year they have make a custom, right? Every year. 11. We go back to
yes.
11.
Yeah, they remembered, they memorialized.
Yeah, the Israelite custom that each year the young woman of Israel will go out for 4 days to commemorate the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite.
Yes, well, I think that the Lord didn't require this custom. They themselves required that custom. Wasn't the Lord's plan. In the days of Jeroboam, for example, Jeroboam said, we're going to serve the Lord this way. He wouldn't serve the Lord at Jerusalem. He went up, set up his own system, but he made up rules to follow that were not God's rules. And so this particular custom was followed by the children of Israel, but it wasn't necessarily God's plan. They realized something was wrong. They had a heavy heart for that situation, but it wasn't God's requirement.
所以这个并不是神的要求啊，而且这个其实也根本不合神的心意。就像当年，耶罗波安在北国，他设了一个丘坛，他然后自己设了一套的规矩来敬拜神。整个以色列国也都形成了一套规矩，跟随他来敬拜神，这完全都不是来自神的。 最后也的确把他们陷在了拜偶像的罪里面，所以并不都是出于神的很多事情。
So the whole story is a warning. Don't make the mistakes that they made.
所以圣经的在这个上面的记载其实都是以一个警告的角度来告诉我们的。
God was gracious. He gave the nation victory. He gave Jephthah victory, but Jephthah and those who were with him didn't do things the right way.
对，神有他的很大的恩典了，他依然祝福以色列人，给到他们胜利，但是他从来没有要求，更不希望以色列人去按照他们的想法去任意妄为。耶弗他也不都做的事情都是对的，所以是一个警告。
All right, any other question? Further question?
还有一个是诗诗记二十章。
Yes. Also, Book of Judges 20.
Okay.
Book of Judges, chapter 20, verse 17 and 18. Yeah, so there was a war between Benjamin and the tribe of Benjamin and all the other tribes, the rest of the Israelites. So for three times they had a big battle. But for the first two times, Israelites also askedask help from God.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, okay, you can go up and fight with Benjamites, but actually both times they failed.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the third time they won. Why is that? Why for the first two times God said you can, but they still lost the battle.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a general answer again, as I did on the former question. The book of Judges is in many respects a sad book.
所以依然我要给大家先一个总的原则来读士师记。士师记是一本非常读了让人忧伤很伤痛的书。
And because the children of Israel departed from the Lord, and they did depart from the Lord, they got further and further away, their problems became greater and greater.
所以士师记的背景呢，就是摩西时代之后呢，以色列人就一代一代的离神越来越远，越来越远，然后呢，他们因着这个而带来的麻烦也越来越大，越来越大。
And in this particular instance,The tribe of Benjamin were very, very sinful.
在这个故事里呢，便雅悯人呢，非常非常的败坏了啊。
But the children of Israel were departed from the Lord too.
但是剩下的其他的犹太支派的人呢，也其实已经远离神了。
And so, if you've got two bad situations, how do you put them together so that everything is perfect?
所以你两边都不好，你怎么能把他们放在一起，他们就变好了呢？
And so they tried to make the situation better, but they didn't do it exactly the Lord's way with the Lord's heart.
所以他们努力想把这个事情变好，所以他们但他们并不是用了神合神心意的方法，神喜悦的方式去做的。
And consequently, they went in many respects in the book of Judges from bad to worse to worse to worse.
所以在士师记里你看见的，他们常常出现的情况就是从坏到更坏到更糟糕，一点一点下去的。
In this case, they asked counsel what to do against the bad people in Israel.
在这里呢，他们求问神该怎么来处理呢以色列人中的恶徒。
Really, it was what to do against the bad people in Benjamin.
所以这些恶徒呢，其实在当时就是便雅悯人。
And God said, "All right, you can do this, But they didn't get the answer they wanted immediately because God intended that Benjamin get some punishment for what they had done.
Yeah, 但他实际上呢，他们并没有得着他们想要的那个答案的立刻显明，因为神只是想惩罚一下便雅悯。
So the whole story reads like the Jephthah story. It just doesn't read properly.
所以整个故事就像耶夫他的故事一样，他们和神之间总是他们不明白神的心意。
And it doesn't read properly because these people felt if they did something, they could solve the problem. Lots of times the problems are greater than we can solve just by doing something.
所以他们就认为呢，他们做一点什么事情呢，就能把这个问题解决了。那实际上我们很多时候，当我们面临的大的困难，都不是靠着我们做一点什么就能解决的，这么一个简单的环境。
So the answer, the solution is, don't depart from the Lord, because when you realize you've departed, it isn't always easy just to snap back.
所以答案就是你永远不要远离神，只要你远离神，离得太远了，你要回去的时候，它都不是一个像啪嚓一下你就解决，什么问题都解决这么简单了。
God will forgive our sins.
神会赦免我们的罪。
And he will remove the penalty for sin.
他也会把我们在身上罪应受的惩罚挪走了。
But the consequences of sin often carry on.
但是因着罪而来的后果呢，它是会持续的。
So number one, don't depart from the Lord in the first place. Then you don't have to worry about how to get back.
所以第一呢，你总是不要远离神哈，因为你这之后要回来的路径就困难。
And the second thing is, when you are coming back, don't demand that God resolve all the problems on your schedule.
然后呢，第二呢，当你回来的时候呢，你千万不要期待神按照你认为的迅速的、很短暂的时间一下子就把所有问题解决了。
Or resolve the problems your way.
因为或者说呢，按照你觉得对的方式来处理这个问题。
God will resolve the problems, but not always on your schedule or your way.
所以神会解决这些问题，但不是按照你的时间表，也不是按照你的方式。
So when you've got a problem, you pray and you say, Lord, I've got this big problem. I believe you. And then you keep on believing as God works over time to resolve those problems.
所以我们要做的呢，就是好，我们把困难交在神面前，说神呐，我就是相信你，我就不断的相信你。然后在这个时间里面，随着你的信心一点一点，你会看见呢，这个麻烦慢慢就没了。
So, Sharon, you're very wise in that you read the Book of Judges.
你很好，你很智慧去读这个士师记哈。
But the book of Judges is in many respects a book of warnings.
所以士师记呢，基本上就是一本什么书呢？是一本警告之书。
Warnings are often don't be like they were in the book of Judges.
Warnings.
The warnings are don't be like they were in the book of Judges. Don't. Copy. Don't copy the.
这个警告呢，就是让我们不要去学士师记里面的这些人这么样的去跟神相处。所以是个反面教材，士师记是个反面教材。
Okay, anything else on the question front? We've had some difficult questions today, but it's good to see the teaching that is there. The book of Judges is a sad book. I'd better give you the conclusion for the book of Judges. See if I can find it here. It's either at the beginning or at the end. That's exactly what I wanted. Isn't the last verse?
One.
All right. So, I was looking at the end of the book of Ruth and I didn't see the verse. All right, the last verse of the book of Judges.
所以我 我们这本书呢，《士师地》这卷书，它是非常特别，它是警告之书，反面的教材。所以我们尝试着把一个总结的一个话呢，给到大家，就是《士师地》的最后一句话。
So you read it in.We should read it together in English when I find it.
那时以色列中没有王任个人任意而行。
All right, this is what it reads, verse 25.
In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit.
Okay, everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
所以每一个人呢都做什么，他认为对的事，他就去做了。
And that can be very, very dangerous.
这非常非常的危险。
The problem with the people in the days of the judges was they didn't all have their eyes on Jesus.
问题在当时有士师记的时代的那些犹太人，他们没有把眼睛盯在神身上。
You don't need another king than Jesus.
你不需要另外一个王啊，除了耶稣基督啊。
Jesus is the King of Kings.
因为耶稣基督才是那万王之王。
But if we don't follow him, there's real problem.
但如果我们不跟随基督呢，那就有大麻烦了。
And so the problem in the days of the judges was that they departed, everybody going his own way, away from the Lord.
所以士师记时代的人呢，每一个人都按照自己的方式去走。走着走着呢，就远离了神，就他们的方法不是神的方法，就离开。
And the farther away they went, the bigger their problems became.
他走得越远呢，他们的麻烦就显得越大了。
that's maybe as far as we should go on that.
这是我们今天就关于士师记的内容。
It's very foolish. I better just say one more thing. You don't want to do what you want to do.You want to do what God wants you to do.
所以呢，我们要做的，接受的教训就是，我们不要去做我们觉得要做对的事情。我们要去做呢，神认为要做对的事情。
So when we were little children, we used to ask our mother or our father what we should do.
在我们小当还是小孩子的时候，我们会问我们的父母，我们要做什么
？And the answer that our mother and father gave us was usually this.
那我们的父母给我们的答案往往是这样的。
What would Jesus want you to do?
那是耶稣要你做什么
？That's the big question.
这是
一个。To say, I want to do what Jesus wants me to do.
这是一个很重要的问题。我们要对自己说，我要做耶稣神要我做的事情。
All right, do we have another question?
我们有其他的问题吗？
我问一下那个新找到的书。列王志里面还是那个历代志里面，西西家王啊，他那个应该是一个很好的王啊，他最后求跟那个先知是以撒以亚说，问他求什么，他说想日影前进十度还是后退十度，他说前进容易，他要按那个神把那个日影后退十度了，那个是什么样子最好，像他的因为后退这个十度了之后，他的岁数增加了十五年，是吧？
嗯。
然后他来跟我们讲一讲，给西西家王也可以讲一下这个故事，跟我们讲一讲，我就没搞明白。
增加了十五年，不是那个故事 ，Book of Kings，Second King。
西西家他就是按那个日影，往前面走了十度，还是往后面走了十度吧？
对对，Second King 列王记下二十章。
列王记下。
Second King 20。
Okay.
Second King 20。你是讲这个故事是吧？
对。
Hezekiah。
对对对。
Hezekiah。列王记下二十章啊，大家把边上帮着翻一下。
列王记下。
Yeah, the story, the whole story, you know that. And the question is on the verse 9 to 11. So why Isaiah said, this is Lord's sign to you that Lord will do what he has promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or shall it go back 10 steps? And Hezekiah said, rather I have it go back 10 steps. Yeah, so can you explain a bit about this, the whole story, and also why this sign? Yeah. I think that's the question.
Okay, what was the question again?
Yeah, so why have this sign? 你就说为什么要有这个兆头是吗？
对啊，它的日影，它为什么要让日影后退十度？对，在这里，
对，
叫做日影向前前进十度永里，我要让日影往后退十度嘛。
对，
跟着以赛亚告诉耶和华，耶和华是亚哈斯的日什么？
日晷，对，
向
前
进
了
十度，往后面后退了十度。它这个按照后退的十度是目的是什么？或者说是西夏为什么要这么去求？
So why this sign? Why this sign go back 10 steps? And why Hezekiah ask for this sign?
All right. Well, Hezekiah was sick. He was the king of Israel, or the king of Judah, rather, and he became sick, and prophet, we better go to verse 1, the prophet said to him, this is what the Lord says, put your house in order because you are going to die, you will not recover.
所以我们先讲一下这个背景啊，那就是列王记下二十章一开始呢，西西家王病得快要死了，然后他先知对他说呢，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死不能活了。
All right, and so Hezekiah said, Lord, I don't want to die. Verse 2.
然后呢，第二节西西家就转脸向墙祷告耶和华，就说他不想死。
He said, we read verses 2 and 3. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord.
西西家转脸向墙祷告耶和华说。
He said, remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes.
耶和华，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中看为善的。
And Hezekiah wept bitterly.
西西家就痛哭了。
And verse 4 then says, before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David says, I have heard your prayer, seen your tears, I will heal you.
以赛亚出来还没有到中院，耶和华的话就临到他，说你回去告诉我的民，我民的君西西家说，耶和华你主大卫的神如此说，我听见你的祷告，看见你的眼泪，我必医治你。
So here's Hezekiah. He's very sick. The Lord says you're going to die. He says, but I don't want to die. And he prays and he cries and he says, Lord, I don't want to die.
所以呢，西西家病得很重，然后呢，他要死了，然后。他很不想死，然后他就跟神祷告，他也哭，他说神呢，我不愿意现在就死。
Okay, so the question really is, how do you pray?
所以这个答案这个问题是呢，我们该怎么祷告啊？
You can say, Lord, I've thought this over. This is what I want.
你可以跟神说呢，好，我看见这样东西了，这是我想要的。
And you can say to God, God, I want you to do it my way.
你可以跟神说呢，我要这样东西呢，要用我的方式来给我。
Or you could pray, Lord, this is what I want, but I want really to do it your way.
或者你可以祷告跟神说，神啊，这个是我想要的，但是呢，我想要这样是按照你的方式来给我的。
Which is the better way to pray?
哪一个是好的祷告呢？
Okay, Josh says the second way. How did the Lord Jesus pray?
第二种方式啊，那耶稣是怎么祷告的呢？
when he was in the garden, he said, he said, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
在科西马尼园的时候，他祷告说呢，说父啊，如果可行。
He said, I don't want to go to the cross tomorrow.
他说呢，我不想明天上十字架。
And then what did he say after that?
然后他这个之后，他说了什么？
Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
但是他后面加了一句很重要的话，他说，按你的意思。 就是按天父的意思，不要按我的意思。
So, Bill McDonald, the fellow that we quote a lot, had a little phrase, and it went like this.
马唐纳弟兄呢，他有一小段这么评论的。
In the morning, he would pray probably at breakfast or before.
在早晨呢，可能早餐之前他会祷告。
And his prayer was, Lord, I want today to have an exchange of wills.
他说，主啊，今天呢，我想要有一些，一个意志的交换。
He said, I'm prepared to give you my will. Whatever you want, I'm going to take what I want and give it to you.
所以我说，我先说呢，我要把我想要的，我的意志呢，先给你，先告诉你。
And then he said, what I want you to take what you want and give it to me.
然后呢, 我也想要你把你想要的给我。
Okay, what he's saying is, today I don't want to do what I want to do. Today I want to do what you want me to do.
所以今天呢, 我不再想做我想要做的, 而是呢, 想做你愿意我做的。
So Hezekiah was a very strong man. He was a very good man. He was a very bold man. And he said, Lord, I want to live longer.
西西家呢，他是个非常好的王啊，然后他也非常的敬虔，然后他说，主啊，我想活长一点。
And the Lord said, Oh, all right.
那神说呢，好吧，可以。
Okay, we've got to be very careful. Don't you demand from God what you want.
所以我们要很小心啊，就我们不要跟神去要求我们想要的什么。So,
what was that again, Sherry?
对。 Very wrongly, she said.
That's right. That's right. So the next thing that happened was that he said, Isaiah went back to him and said, God has heard your prayer. He's going to give you 15 more years to live.
然后呢，西西家呢，在这之后呢，他就说，神已经听见了你的祷告，他会让你多活15年。
And Hezekiah said, well, that's all well and good, but how do I know?
那西西家说呢，那这个很好，我怎么知道呢？
That's a strange thing to say, isn't it? Isaiah had left the palace. He was halfway through the courtyard. He turns around and he comes back. God had sent him back. You think that Hezekiah would have said, that's obvious. God has heard me. He sent you back just like that.
所以以赛亚在当时你可以想象那个画面，以赛亚讲完呢，先都讲完就走了，还没出门，神的话就临到他，他又回来。 好像很快哈，因为这个时候那个西西家听完以后就对着墙在祷告嘛。
So verse 8 says, Hezekiah had asked Isaiah, what will be the sign that the Lord will heal me?
然后第八节西西家就问以赛亚说，那神要医治我有什么兆头呢？
So he wanted a sign.
他需要一个兆头。
What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to believe the Lord. Is that right?
我们应该是怎么样？我们应该相信神，对不对？
Do you believe the Lord or do you believe the sign?
你是相信神的还是相信的兆头？
Okay, you say, well, I couldn't believe the Lord just because it's written on the page here. I need a miracle.
所以你会说啊，我不能相信神，只是写了这么一点东西，我需要看见一点实在的神迹。
Okay, that's not very wise. Hezekiah, what's the matter with you?
这真的不是很智慧啊，西西家怎么回事？
By the way, Hezekiah was a very good man.
我们要知道西西家是个好王，在南国犹太国是非常好的王。
But even good men have moments of great weakness.
即使一个好人呢，有信心的人他也会有一个特别大的信心软弱的时候。
Okay, and most of you are women, so I'll phrase it this way. Even good women have moments of great weakness.
即使好的女人也有很大的软弱的时候，因为我们不是用一个，只是用一个男人这个词。
And so he says to the prophet and therefore to God, how do I know you're going to do this?
所以他跟以赛亚先知说的，我怎么才知道有这事儿呢？
Okay, and many people today say the same thing. They say, God, if you're real, I need you to do another miracle for me now.
所以今天我们也依然会做这样的祷告，我们说，神啊，你要是真的呢，你立刻让我看见一个神迹。
Okay, so don't be like that either.
对，不要这么说哈，不要这么说。
So Isaiah says, verse 9, this is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what he has promised.
所以以赛亚说呢，那这个是神要给你的兆头。
Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or shall it go backwards 10 steps?
就日影向前十度呢，还是向后退十度？
Okay, so in the days of Isaiah and Hezekiah, they didn't have a nice watch like I've got.
在那个时代啊，西西家的时代，他没有像我们手上戴这个手表那么准确的，这么漂亮的东西。
So how did they know what time it was?
他们怎么来计时呢？
They had what was called a sun dial.
他们有一个就像日影一样的东西啊。
And the sun dial measured the shadow on an instrument, if you like.
所以它是一根针一样的，然后太阳一照以后呢，这个影子就会落在一个刻度上。
So they'd have probably a pole that would stick up something like a pen, and the sun would be shining from different angles during the day, and so wherever the sun was, if it was here, there would be a point on the dial here that would say 12 noon. But if it was early in the morning, the sun would be coming from here and it would say 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 所以它这根棍子呢，这根像针一样的棍子，太阳在不同的角度照下来的时候呢，它落的影子就会落在底下不同的刻度上。如果是在中午呢，这个太阳从正中间照下来，它就12。然后从早晨呢，它斜着照下来就是6。
In the afternoon, the sun would be over here, and so it'd be 6 o'clock in the evening.
那下午呢，可能太阳从另一个方向照下来，就是下午的6点钟。
So there was a shadow in this country. It didn't rain as much there as it does here, so it was easier to follow the shadow.
所以这底下有一个影子的，叫日影的区间。
And so Isaiah says, Hezekiah, would you like God to move the shadow forward or backward?
所以以赛亚问西西家说，你要这个日影呢往前进还是往后退？
If the shadow moved one way, the day would be longer. If he moved it the other way, the day would be shorter.
所以实际上呢，他就改变时间了，就是呢往一个方向动呢，可能这一天就比正常要长了；往另一个方向动呢，这一天就比正常要短了。
I guess that would make sense from Hezekiah's point of view, wouldn't it?
这个是对西西家想要的东西是正常，是好的。
The Lord, I'm going to make your life longer
那神对西西家说，我要让你的生命啊延长。
And Hezekiah says, how do I know you're going to make my life longer?
西西家说，我怎么知道你怎么使我生命延长？
And God says, Hezekiah, I will make today longer.
然后神告诉西西家说，那我现在要让今天就变长。
And so instead of a 24-hour day, this particular day became longer than that. 10 steps longer. I'm not sure how long that was. Maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours longer.
所以正常24个小时。那现在呢，神让他呢就十步啊，十刻，我们也不知道十刻多少，也许是一个小时，也许比这个更长。总之呢，他就不是正常的24个小时了，那一天。
When was the last time you had a 26-hour day?
你上一次有一天26个小时是什么时候？
Some of you had a day that felt like it was 26 hours.
你大概心里感觉一天可能有26个小时。
But we've never had a 26-hour day.
实际我们没有经历过任何一天是26个小时。
Except Hezekiah.
除了西西家哈。
And Hezekiah said, I guess if God can make today 26 hours longer, he can make my life 15 years longer.
所以西西家说呢，那我相信如果神能让这个长了，这今天长了，他就能让我这生长一点。
So that was a very reasonable miracle for God to do for Hezekiah.
所以这是一个非常合理的，可以理解的神迹，神给西西家看的一个神迹。
But the question is, was it a really reasonable prayer for Hezekiah?
但问题是，这真的是一个合理的好的祷告吗？对于西西家来说。
When God says to you, this is my plan for you, be careful you don't say to him, but I want you to change your plan for me. I got a better plan for me than what you got for me.
所以神，当神跟你说啊，这是我给你最好的一个安排和计划的时候，我们最好不要说跟神说，那我有一个更好的安排和计划，我想来先告诉你。
Okay.So Hezekiah had 15 more years in life.
西西家现在多活了15年了。
Two things happened in those next 15 years.
在后来的15年里呢，发生了两件事情。
First thing is that the king of Babylon sent some messengers to him.
第一件事情呢，就是20章的后面半段你看见的，巴比伦王差了使者来了。
Babylon was a very, very great kingdom, a long way away.
那巴比伦在当时也是个比较强大的国度，但是离他们很远。
And the king of Babylon was rather amazed.
然后巴比伦王呢，对，是非常惊奇。
He had heard that Hezekiah had been sick and had been healed.
因为他已经听说西西家王这个病快死了又复活，又这个又医好了。
But I think the king of Babylon was rather surprised.
巴比伦王也很吃惊。
I don't know any of the details, but I presume that he told his cooks that day, "We're going to have supper an hour after sunset."
我猜呢，我猜巴比伦王会跟他的厨师说，那我们今天晚上吃晚餐呢，是一个小时太阳下山以后一个小时吃。
And by the time sunset came, he was really hungry.
然后到太阳下山的时候，他真的很饿了。
And he probably said, "What happened?"
他可能会说，到底怎么回事啊？
And his wise men said, "Well, we're not really sure. The sun just went backwards for a while, and then it moved over again."
然后我猜他底下的那些术士们会说，我们搞不清楚，发现这个太阳又挪回去一点了。
Okay, so the king of Babylon said, "We're going to check out on this."
然后巴比伦王说，我们要搞明白这事儿。
So he sent, the king of Babylon sent his messengers over to Jerusalem.
所以巴比伦王差了他的使者到了耶路撒冷。
And he said, "Could you please tell us, this is wonderful, you've been healed and the sun sort of went funny that day. Could you please explain all that to us?"
他们 肯定会问啊，那时候我们这是非常有意思，那个太阳居然又跑回去了，你们能跟我们解释一下吗？
And instead of preaching the gospel to them, telling them how wonderful God was, the king of Israel, Hezekiah, said, come, I'm going to show you the greatness of my kingdom.
所以这么好的机会哈，他们犹太人没有去讲神的大能，没有去讲神的爱啊，没有把这个永生神告诉巴比伦啊，相反呢，他说来，我来给你显示一下我们的这个大国实力啊。
So instead of saying, I've got a great God,
他不说呢，我有一个很厉害的神。
He said, I must be pretty good. I'm 15 years older than I used to be.
他会说呢，我其实挺好的，我现在能多活15年了。
And then he went and he showed the king all his treasures.
所以他就去呢，去把他国库里的那些个宝贝全显给巴比伦王看。
He showed the king his beautiful house. He showed the king the gold that he had, the other riches that he had.
他显给巴比伦王看他的美屋啊，每些那些房屋啊，那些珍藏的圣殿里珍藏的那些美物啊。
And the Babylonians went back to their king and said, "You wouldn't believe how rich they are there."
所以巴比伦人回去以后就告诉他们的国的人，你们真的不能想象犹太人有多有钱呢。
And the king of Babylon said, "I'll be back."
然后呢，他们国王说，我会回来的。我会回来的。
Very foolish.
非常愚蠢的，非常愚蠢。
But in those 15 years, Hezekiah had another son.
然后呢，在这十五年里呢，还有一件事情发生了，西西家呢又生了一个儿子。
His name was Manasseh.
那他的名字呢叫马拿西。
And the name is a strange name. The word Manasseh means forgetting.
然后呢，马拿西是个非常奇怪有意思的名字啊，这个名字的意思就是忘记啊，忘掉。
I think he probably forgot the great things of his God.
我猜啊，他已经忘掉了他的神的大能和大爱。
And because he forgot, he didn't train his son very well.
所以当他忘了以后呢，他就没有很好的教导他的孩子。
I believe that Hezekiah ultimately died when his son was only 12 years old.
所以呢，他是在这件神迹之后的三年生的这个马拿西，然后呢，十五年死的时候呢，马拿西刚刚十二岁。
And so when when Hezekiah died, Manasseh, 12 years old, became king.
所以当西西家死的时候，他过了十五年死了，马拿西成了王，当时他十二岁。
And he was so bad as a king that the nation was conquered because of that.
他是犹太人南国最糟糕的一个王，那他直接导致了这个国家被征服。
And it was Babylon that conquered them.
而且恰恰就是巴比伦来征服他们。
So these two things all took place after Hezekiah had said, God, I want you to do it my way.
所以这两件事情都是在西西家说，神啊，我要你呢按照我的方式来做的，这个之后两件事情都发生。
Don't do that when you pray. You say, Lord, I want to do it your way. You show me your way. You help me to do it your way. I want to go your way.
所以我们要记得，我们要跟神说，主啊，我愿意你的旨意成全，我愿意这个事情呢按照你的方式来做，不是我的方式。
Some people sometimes even say, I must be right because God answered my prayer when I told him I wanted to go my way.
有的人会这么想啊，他说我一定是对的，因为呢，神呢，当我祷告说按照这个方式去做的时候呢，他就是按照这个方式来成就的这个祷告，所以呢，我这个祷告说这个方式一定是对的。
Okay. So Psalm 78.
然后我们来读一段诗篇七十八。
I believe it's Psalm 78. The verses he gave them. Here we are. No. Let me just find it.
等一等，我们查一下这个经文。
It's not. It's Psalm 106.
诗篇幺零六。
That's exactly right. Yeah.
诗篇幺零六十五节。
Psalm 106 and verse 15.
诗篇一百零六十五节，旧约的九百八十八页。
How does it read in NIV?
So he gave them what they. 十五节对。
Psalm 106 verse 15.So, go ahead. Yeah, you do that.
他将他们所求的赐给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱。
Yeah. Okay.
So he gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease upon them. Okay. Don't insist that God do it your way. He can give you.What you ask for. But if you ask for the wrong thing, you'll have to live with the consequences of that wrong thing. It could be very bad. You always say, Lord, if you would like to give this to me, I'd like it. But if it's not what you want, I don't want it.
所以我们常常要小心我们的祷告。神可能会真的，我们想求的时候，他就给了我们。但是呢，这个不一定对我们有好处。所以我们要经常的说呢，主啊，如果是你的愿意呢，求你成就啊，但是呢，不要按我的意思，要按你的意思。
So today we've learned three stories, all of which are warnings.
今天呢，我们学了三个故事，三个都是警告的故事。
So the Bible says go this way.
圣经说呢，走这里。
But the Bible also says don't go that way.
圣经也说呢，不要往那边走。
Any more on that, Josh? Any other comments?
没有其他的。
All right, maybe we can just learn a little bit more. I want to, we've been talking on these Tuesday afternoons a lot about responses.
那我们周二下午呢讲了好几次的关于回应啊，对神的道的回应。
We've been talking about responses to the resurrection, to the crucifixion, and to the resurrection.
我们前面讲的是对神的受难，耶稣的受难和复活，不同人在当时的回应。
And the book of Acts in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, the book of Acts.Is the responses of the Christians to the fact that Jesus was crucified, that he died, that he rose again and went to heaven. What are the responses to all that of the Christians?
所以，四个福音书之后，使徒行传呢，这卷书是讲基督徒对耶稣受难复活的这样的一个是基督徒的回应是什么？
So the first set of responses come in the book of Acts chapter 1.
那使徒行传的一章呢，就是圣徒们的基督徒们的回应从这里开始的。
And next Tuesday morning, We're going to look at Acts chapter 1 in terms of the Lord Jesus Christ going to heaven. But this afternoon, maybe we can look at Acts chapter 1 in the context of what the people did after the Lord Jesus went to heaven.
下周二的上午呢，我们也会讲一点关于《使徒行传》一章的内容。那今天呢，我们讲从另外一个角度看看当时的门徒们在耶稣升天以后他们的反应是什么。
In particular, they had to decide what to do about the fact that Judas had betrayed the Lord.
第一呢，他们先要处理一下当时这一个现实的情况，就是犹大已经卖主了，他丢了使徒的。
That would have been very, very embarrassing for the disciples, wouldn't it?
这个对于其他的门徒来说还挺是挺尴尬的，挺窘迫的一个事。
All the people would have said prior to this point, they would have said, "Oh, you disciples, you're wonderful men. Look at the way you follow Jesus." And they were all following the Lord Jesus, and the people, the masses, would say.Those men who are following the Lord Jesus, they're wonderful.
所以，因为当时的人都会看见他们一直跟随耶稣啊，那他们这些人都，行为也好，各方面都人都能够夸赞他们，都是很好的人。
And then,
然后呢
？They found out that one of them was Judas.
他发现当中还有一个犹大。
And he was a really bad man.
他真是一个很糟糕的人。
And so the natural reaction of some would have been, if that's what those Christians are like, I don't want to have anything to do with them.
那自然人的反应就是，哦，如果是基督徒是这样的一种人，还卖主的这种人，我不想跟他们有任何的联系。
Have you ever heard anybody say something like that?
那你有没有听过很多人这么来评论基督？
Somebody might say, I knew a Christian once and he said, all, and then he did this really bad thing.
很多情况我们碰到的情形是这样，有一个人跟你说呢，哎，我认识一个基督徒啊，他说得很好，他做的事情太糟糕了。
People say, I don't want that.
所以我根本不想去信基督。
I have a friend who was working one day Many years ago, he was working in the investment business.
那我有个朋友，很多年前呢，他是在一个投资行业工作。
He was a good Christian.
他是个很好的基督徒。
And he used to tell the men that he worked with about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他经常会跟他的同伴，就是工作的同事讲耶稣。
One day, there was a write-up in the newspaper about a man.Who not only said he was a Christian, he was a very famous preacher.
那有一天呢，在报纸上有篇文章，上面讲了一个人呢，他不但是经常讲他是基督徒，他也是很好的传道人。
He did some things that were very bad, and it was all over the pages of the newspaper.
但是呢，他做了很不好的事。所以这个丑闻出来的时候呢，报纸就把它曝光了，把这个传道人的一些很不好的事。
And my friend said I went to work early the next morning.
然后呢，他这个朋友呢，第二天早晨就一早去上班。
And he said my friend came in to me and he said this.
然后我的朋友进来了就跟我说。
He said, "Don't you ever speak to me about Jesus again."
他说你再别跟我讲什么耶稣了。
He said, "If that's the kind, I don't want."Anything to do with Jesus?
如果这个报纸上讲的这个人是这样子的，我根本不想去相信基督。
And so the question is, what was the church going to do about Judas?
所以一样的，《使徒行传》最初的时候，整个教会该怎么处理犹大的事呢
？Okay, and so in the last half of Acts chapter 1, we read that the disciples recognized the sin of Judas.And they said, he was wrong. We disassociate ourselves from everything that man did.
所以一章的后半段呢，门徒们就已经说认识到哈，这个犹大做的事情非常糟糕，我们要开始从他有任何相关的事情上呢，我们分离出来。
Okay, so the church is a very interesting place.
所以教会是一个非常有趣的、有意思的地方。
It's a place where we talk about Jesus.
这是一个我们讲耶稣的地方。
But we don't talk about ourselves very much.
但是呢，我们不常讲我们自己。
Because Jesus is perfect.
因为耶稣是完美的。
And we're not.
我们不是。
And when we find that there are things about us that are wrong, we must deal with them.
所以当我们看见我们身上不对的事情的时候呢，我们就要想办法去处理。
And so the wonderful story in Acts chapter 1 is they said regarding Judas, he is very wrong. We are not associated with him.He's not the kind of person that our church is going to be like.
所以当他们看见这个事情，他们知道这个犹大的事了以后，他说我们就不要跟他有任何的有瓜葛了，有关联啊，我们要洁净自己。
But then they said, we're going to find somebody else who can be along with us, and he's truth that we would teach. And Judas has been taken away, somebody else will take Judas's place.And we're going to keep on teaching the truth of God.
所以他们决定了多选一个使徒来代替犹大，所以犹大已经丢了他使徒的名分，那他们要再选一个人来去做教导，来去帮助别人。
So the question is, are there any hypocrites in the church?
我们先有的一个问题是，教会里有没有假冒伪善的人呢？
Okay, there are hypocrites in the church.
当然有。
Okay, don't look too closely at one another.
不要互相看哈。
Okay, yeah. There are a lot of hypocrites in the church.
因为很多假冒伪善的。
That's not surprising, you know.
这个并不让人意外。
What kind of people joined the church in the first place?
什么样的人最初来到教会呢？
Who joins the church? Good people or bad people?
谁先来教会啊？好人还是坏人？
Yeah, good people, they're not interested in the church. It's only bad people like you and me. Okay? We're the ones, we know we got big problems. We know we need a savior. We're all sinners. That's what we are.
所以就像耶稣说的，这个好人不需要，有健康的人不需要医生。好人他不想来教会。所以来教会都知道自己是有需要的，他知道自己不好，他才来教会。
Okay, so we're not surprised if we're not all perfect yet.
所以如果我们不是很完美呢，我们就正常了，就不会很意外。你很完美倒比较意外。
And therefore, you wouldn't be surprised if some of us were hypocrites too.
所以你也不会太吃惊呢，如果我们就是假冒伪善的。
And so the Christians said, it's true.Judas was a hypocrite. We thought Judas was good and doing the right thing. Other people thought Judas was good and doing the right thing, but we realized it was wrong. We're not going to associate with Judas. We put Judas out, and we're going to bring in Matthias, who's going to be with us, and we're going to keep on teaching the truth of God.
所以呢，他说我们意识到了，好，虽然有人认为犹大是做的事情可以理解的，但是我们知道这个很糟糕，所以我们要现在把他除名，然后呢，我们把马提亚呢选进来，他来代替犹大成为那个普选的使徒的名分，来行使徒的职责。
So I heard a very sad story a few years ago. It's a true story. It took place in a church very like.The church that we've got here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
以前呢，我听过一个故事啊，那这是个真实的故事，那它发生在一个跟我们非常类似的一个教会里面。
It was probably a little smaller than this church, but I'm not sure of that.
也许比我们现在这个教会规模还稍微小一点。
But it was in a different location.
但是不同的地方啊。
It was in a small town.
在一个小镇上。
And in small towns.Everybody knows everybody.
在小镇上呢，有个特点就是人人彼此都认得。
In Vancouver, I used to know some people, but I can walk through Vancouver now day after day after day and never meet anybody I know.
虽然我也认识，我在这活了很多年， 在温哥华我也认识很多人，但是我可以每天都在街上走，没有见到一个熟人。
This was a small town. Everybody knew everybody.
所以我们讲的这个教会呢，是一个很小镇上的教会。
There was,
彼此都认得。
There was one of the leaders, one of the overseers in this particular church.
在那个教会呢，有一个监督，就是长老了。
He became involved with one of the younger ladies in that church.
然后呢，他可能很糟糕，他和一个年轻的教会的年轻的妇人啊，年轻的女士呢，可能有一些不好的关系。
And the situation was very, very bad.
然后这个情况呢，变得越来越糟。
And then somebody found out about it.
然后呢，这个事情最后曝光了，就别人看知道了。
And then everybody found out about it.
然后紧跟着呢，所有全镇的人就都知道了。
Okay, so the first thing that happened was.That particular congregation said, we are going to disassociate from that individual, that man. We're going to say that he's wrong. We're going to put him out of fellowship according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
所以呢，全教会的人呢就做了一个决定哈，说第一呢，我们先要跟他分隔开来，按照哥林多前书五章的教导呢，我们要承认他错了，我们要跟他分离哈。
And So, I think the man quite possibly even went to jail. I don't know that story, but it was bad.
所以这个人因为非常糟糕了这个事情，他甚至可能也进监狱了。
Well, the next thing that happened was that a lot of the people in the congregation, they got upset and they left too.
但紧跟着呢，很多人在这个教会啊，他们也真的很伤心，很失望，他们也离开了。
And so, one of the other...leaders in the church, an elder who basically had the responsibility fall upon him, said, "All right, what are we going to do?"
所以另外的这个教会的另外一个长老呢，他身上也有职责去管理了。那他就说，那我们该怎么办呢？
He said, "We've got an option now." He said, "We could close the church down and move to another city and start over."
他说呢，我们现在两个选择，一个呢把这个教会关了，换一个城市从那边重开。
Or he said, we can stay here and keep on preaching the truth of God.
或者呢，我们依然待在这里，继续来讲神的真理。
And that is what he decided to do.
那他决定呢这么做。
He said, we're not going to change our message because someone else was a hypocrite. We're going to keep on teaching the same truth of God that we always taught.
他说我们决定呢，我们不能因为有一个人的假冒伪善，我们来改我们的信息。我们依然坚持讲神的真理，继续在这个地方。
And that man, in my opinion, did the right thing. Was that easy for him?
所以这个人呢，在我的观点里呢，他做了对的事。这个很容易吗？不容易。
Would it have been easier to go to another town to start again?
去另外一个城，去另外一个城市重新开始，容不容易呢？很容易，没有人认识他。
What he said by staying there was, Jesus hasn't changed.
所以他待在原地，其实就想告诉大家，耶稣没有变。
Just because some people say I follow him when they don't, doesn't mean Jesus has changed.
只是因为某些人说呢，我其实跟随耶稣，但他没有，他的假冒伪善不能改变耶稣的真实。
He said, "We've got to stay here and tell people about Jesus."
说我们要待在这里，告诉人们，继续的告诉人们关于耶稣的事。
So you keep your eyes on the Savior. Don't be looking at men. Don't be looking at one another. You keep looking at Jesus.
所以我们大家。一个很重要的一点就是把我们的眼睛盯在救赎主，盯在耶稣身上，不要左右看你边上的人啊，看你在天上的神，这个是最重要的。
All right. So that's what they did. Chapter 2 then of the book of Acts.
好，那一章的后半段的内容就是这样。那二章，我们看《以使徒行传》二章。
And it says.When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place.
二章一节说呢，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
What do you know about Christians?
你知道关于什么耶稣基督徒的事呢？
One of the things that you should know about him is that they should be all together.
有一件你要知道的就是基督徒经常需要在一起的。
Christians are supposed to be together.
所以基督徒理论上呢是要经常聚会的，在一起的。
The Bible says that Christians are like the members of a body.
所以圣经的描述呢，说基督徒就像一个身体的不同的肢体。
Some of us are like hands.
有的人像手一样。
Some are like ears.
有的人像耳朵。
Some are like eyes.
有的人是眼睛。
Some are like tongues.
有的人是舌头，嘴巴。
We're all members of a body.
但我们都是一个身体上的一个部分。
How does the body function best?
身体是怎么样能够功能发挥的最好呢？
When it's all together.
当它在一起的时候。
And when I first started thinking about this years ago, I thought, what a strange body I would have if my nose decided not to come to work today.
如果我的鼻子今天决定不上班，那是多么奇怪的一个身体。
And you'd look at me and you'd say, Harold, what's wrong with your face?
然后呢，你会看着我说 ，Harold， 你脸怎么了？
And I would say, oh, my nose decided to stay home today.
你说，哎呀，我鼻子决定今天待在家里不出来。
Okay, we can't do that. We're all members of a body, and God expects us all to be together, all doing what we're supposed to be doing.
所以我们都是一个身体的不同的肢体，所以神让我们都是在这个肢体里做自己当做的事，最后就很协调。
So that's what they were doing. Actually, we should turn over to the book of Luke. The last verse is in the book of Luke.
所以我们往前翻，翻到路加。
These were very interesting days for the Christians because they, the Lord Jesus had died. On this particular day, Acts chapter 2, he had died 50 days earlier.
在《使徒行传》二章的时候呢，耶稣其实已经死了，复活了50天了。
For the first 40 of those days, the Lord Jesus had appeared to them periodically, taught them a little more, explained a few other things, prepared more for them. But on the 40th day, he went to heaven.
在前面的40天呢，耶稣跟他们一直有见面，在不同的场合也教导他们，所以40天之久一直显现给他们。到第40天的时候，耶稣就被接走到天上去了。
But Luke chapter 24 and verse 49,
路加福音的24章的49节。
It says at the end of the verse, I can't read, tarry at Jerusalem, whatever
I've been close to withdraw from on high, right?
That's right. So can you read that in Chinese for them?
Okay. 路加福音159页新约24章的49节，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
So the end of verse 49 reads, stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
后半段说要待在城里，直到你们领受从上来的能力。
So they didn't know what they were to do.
所以他们不知道他们该做什么。
The Lord Jesus hadn't given them a job.
耶稣没有给他们分派一个工作。
He hadn't explained anything to them other than you just stay here until the promise comes and you get power from God.
所以他告诉他们呢，你们就待在这里，直到从上面来的能力显在你们身上。
And they didn't know it, but they had 10 days.
他们有十天。
With no instructions.
十天是没有任何的命令。
And it's interesting what they did during those 10 days.
然后很有意思，在这十天里他们做了什么。
Verse 52.
52节。
Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God.
就是他们就拜他，就拜耶稣，因为耶稣升天了。大大的欢喜，他们门徒们大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去，常在殿里称颂神。
And they had 10 days without instruction.
我们十天里呢没有命令在身上。
So they said, well, if you got 10 days, what will we do?
如果你有十天，你会说我要做什么呢？
And they said, well, we'll just worship God.
我们就去敬
拜神。We'll get together and we'll praise the Lord.
我们就在一起敬拜神，我们来赞美神。
And somebody said, what are you doing? And they said, we're waiting.
别人会问，那你们在做什么？他们会说我们在等啊。
And somebody said to him, well, what are you doing while you're waiting?
然后说你等的时候会做什么？
And they said, we're praising the Lord.
我们就赞美神。我们赞美神。
Singing praises every day in the temple, all together, worshiping God.Praising the Lord, waiting to find out what their next job was going to be.
所以在圣殿里，才能咱们在一起聚会，聚会称颂赞美神，在圣诗中赞美神。当他们等候神给他们下一步的指示的时候
，Do you think they were good days those 10 days?
你们觉得十天他们开不开心呢
？I think it's pretty nice time.
非常好的啊，很好的时间。
Okay, sometimes you don't know exactly what the Lord wants you to do.
有的时候你不是很清楚神到底要你做什么。
You can always praise Him.
然后你就去赞美他。
I heard the story about a man of God who went to visit a little old lady who was sick in the hospital.
那我以前记得有一个老的圣徒啊，他去拜访另外一个老姊妹，那个老姊妹在医院里。
She didn't have much strength.But she was there in the hospital day after day after day after day.
然后呢，这个老姊妹病得还挺重的啊，那她力量也不大了，她只能躺在医院里一天一天一天一天就这么待在那。
And so the man of God went to her and he said, "What do you do all day every day?"
然后这个神的仆人呢就去拜访她的时候，这个就问了这个老姊妹说：“你每天待在医院能干啥呀？”
Well, she said, "I like to read the Bible and learn a little bit from the Lord."
她说呢，哎，我就会读经啊，然后学一点更多从神来的话。
And then she says, "I like to pray a lot. I pray for my friends and for various things." She says, "I like to pray."
然后呢，这个姊妹还说呢，我还喜欢祷告，我要为我的朋友们呢很多的事要祷告。
And the man of God said to her, "And what do you do in the rest of the time?"
然后呢，这个人就问她，那你剩下的时间干什么呢？
And she said, "I just lie here and let the Lord love me."
然后她说呢，我就躺在这儿，让神来爱我。
Is that pretty good? I just lie here and let the Lord love me.
我就是躺着，让神来爱我。
That's not a bad way to spend your time, you know.
这不是一个很糟糕的方式去使用你的时间啊，这是个很好的方式。
You just let the Lord love you. You rejoice.In His love, we heard that at a funeral that I was at yesterday from Zechariah 10, the line simply read, "To rejoice in His love."
我们只是就在他的爱中喜乐，这是最好的方式。
All right, well, that's sort of where our time is. Maybe next week we'll go into chapter 2 to find out.Sort of what the response, what is the response of the fact that Jesus Christ has died and risen and ascended into heaven and what comes next?
所以我们今天时间的关系啊，我们就停在这儿。下一周我们可能继续讲《使徒行传》的二章，那我们就能看一看当耶稣死而复活升天之后，门徒们做了什么，基督徒们做了什么。
All right, we should pray.
那我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for your kindness and love to us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，为了您对我们的爱，谢谢您。
And Lord, we've considered some passages of Scripture today which really are warnings to us. We pray that you will deliver us from doing things our way.Because we know when we do it our way, it's going to be wrong.
主啊，今天我们学习了一些关于让我们警醒的经文，求您带领我们，让我们不要陷到以我们为中心的祷告中啊，要用您的方式来成就事情。
So Lord, we pray that you will not only teach us your way, but then you will give us the grace to believe you and to go your way.
主啊，求您不但教导我们。来按您的方式做，更求您给我们恩典，给我们信心，能够行出来。
And Lord, we pray also that you will give us the wisdom to keep our eyes on Jesus and not on men.
也求您给我们智慧，让我们的眼目盯在耶稣身上，而不盯在人身上。
Lord, we would pray that we might keep on doing what you would like us to do, and we pray also that you will keep us from evil.
主啊，也求您带领我们在我们手上的事上一直的与我们同在，也让我们远离一切的罪恶。
We acknowledge God, our Lord, that in all of these instances, the big thing is we must continue to believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道，我们在一切的环境里最重要的就是要持续的持守对耶稣基督的信心。
And so each of us would pray, Lord, increase our faith, please.
所以我们每个人的祷告是主啊，求您加添我们的信心。
We give thanks now for your goodness to us today. Bless each one.
主啊，谢谢您今天赐给我们如此丰盛的灵粮，祝福我们。
Bless each one, Lord. We pray according to our needs because we've got great needs.
也祝福我们按照我们每一个人心里所大的需要，因为我们每个人都有自己的需要。
And so we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name, giving thanks.
把自己的一切都交在您的手里，祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.